Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. Racial tension sparked civil unrest in Ferguson after the death of Michael Brown last August, bringing to the forefront the issue of racial profiling of African-American males by police officers and the larger role racism is playing in Missouri. But some mid-Missouri leaders believe this conversation is long overdue. KBIA's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson met with the members of Faith Voices for Jefferson City and local faith leaders as they embark on a year-long conversation on race.
Quinn Chapel in Jefferson City looks like the average church, equipped with a pulpit, long brown wooden pews, and an eye-catching marble floor. But as an evening discussion began on a recent Monday, one by one the echoes of footsteps and voices filled the small sanctuary.
And so we are taught that stories are important.
Dr. Cassandra Gould is the pastor of Quinn Chapel AME Church. Gould led the evening's discussion on race and began with a charismatic story from her youth, talking about her family's variety of skin colors.
Dad was chocolate, mom and I were caramel, she was banana, and the lady next door and our friends across the street were vanilla. And so kids, until they know anything different, they think of race and differences as simple as we think of ice cream flavors.
Gould says oftentimes racism begins with a hegemonic narrative or a dominant story that is crafted by someone else that is said to be true. As a child, she began to understand the consequences of such a narrative in the sixth grade, 2 days before her friend Debbie's birthday party. Debbie said to Gould, crying, saying Gould couldn't come to her party.
Debbie said, "I'm really embarrassed, but my dad doesn't like black people. It's been a while processing. What'd you say? My dad. I don't want to say what my dad called you guys. My mom wants you to know that she doesn't think like that. But my dad won't have black people."
But now, she doesn't blame Debbie's father. She believes a hegemonic narrative shaped his mindset. But the goal of the evening's discussion was to work toward breaking that narrative. And Gould wasn't the only one with a story. One by one, members of the community took to the stage to tell their first encounters with racism and discrimination.
Good evening, my name is Kim, and I was born here in Jefferson City.
Kim Woodruff says she first became aware that she was different in her middle school classroom when her classmate pointed it out to her.
And he was like, "Well, I've never seen anyone like you before." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" "Well, you're black." And I was in the sixth grade.
Woodruff says conversations on race are needed if we expect to see change in our society.
In order for there to be change, there has to be people that are committed to help with that change. If your voice isn't heard, there's lots of things that won't occur.
But Gould says discussions like this are the first steps to dismantling racism in America.
Our country is literally built on racism and racist ideals. And until we can be open and honest about all of the ill effects of that, we're never going to change.
In the end, Gould says her hope is that faith leaders will continue to spread conversations such as these throughout the community while crossing the color lines. Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, KBIA News.
That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening.